An apostasy story from Egypt may not be all that it seems. An American pastor faces a hanging judge in Iran, and imagine having an audiobook in 700 languages. Know which one it is? We'll answer that question and many more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Egyptian courts apparently sentenced a Christian family to 15 years in prison for converting from Islam. But is that the real story? Voice of the Martyr spokesman Todd Nuttleton says, not really. It had more to do with forging the religious designation on their ID cards.
Doctoring your ID card is apparently a fairly common thing among Christians, and again, particularly among Muslim converts, because there's no way that the government will issue you a new card. So if you're going to have an ID card that accurately reflects your religion, you have to do it yourself.
These ID cards are used for nearly everything in Egypt, from education to medical care. They also determine whether or not you're subject to Islamic law. But is it persecution? Not yet. Taking everything into account, Nettleton says,
pray that they won't be intimidated by things that the government does or says, things that radical Muslims do or say within their society, that they will just continue to serve Christ and go forward in what he's called them to do.
Next, an American pastor is facing a hanging judge in Iran Monday. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, 32-year-old pastor Saeed Abedini was visiting family in Iran when officials arrested him. It seems as though he's facing charges for starting a house church movement. Fox News reports Abedini was training as a suicide bomber in Iran before he converted to Christianity. He became a U.S. citizen in 2010 when he married an American. You can sign a petition for his release at our website. This is Mission Network News. Imagine having an audiobook in over 700 languages. More than 5.5 billion people could listen to that book and understand it. That's why Faith Comes by Hearing is celebrating today.
Believe it or not, that represents 3/4 of the world's population that now have God's Word available to them.
Bill Lohr of FCBH says it's a big step toward getting Scripture to every person on earth.
It really is our overarching goal to get the Great Commission completed. Everyone can hear the gospel and they can all make that choice for themselves.
FCBH makes their audio scriptures available online and on mobile devices. They also have solar-powered devices for rural areas. How can you support their work? Pray.
We always ask for your prayer because some of these countries are not the easiest to work in. They're very hostile to the work that's going on, and your prayer is needed to keep those people safe.
Find more ways to help at our website.
Find your part, come together, and work with us as the body of Christ.
Meanwhile, India's flooding year in and year out has pushed Audio Scripture Ministries to new measures. The rainy season in India often fills the recording studios with water, impacting their audio Bible ministry. But now, Tom Dudenhofer with Audio Scripture Ministries says they've got the permits to construct a new building.
The original over 100-year-old building that used to flood every rainy season has finally been torn down. The builders are in the process of setting the footings and doing some final calculations on the new building itself.
That construction hasn't stopped the recording since they're working on the residency portion for now. But every project requires money. They need $270,000. They have just over half of that so far.
We're going to be needing approximately $110,000 to complete the project. However, we are trusting the Lord because he has proven himself so faithful.
You can help at missionnetworknews.org. And a short-term mission team is helping rebuild lives in Haiti. A team with Global Aid Network is teaching local women a trade so they can provide for their families. The team's working on construction projects and helping with mobile vision clinics. 200 people were seen at one clinic. 35 came to Christ. Pray new believers would get connected to a local church. Pray this experience would deepen the faith of team members. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the book Clay in the Potter's Hand by Dorothy Sun. This book tells you about Dorothy's life in a Chinese labor camp, torture for her faith, yet her drive to serve Christ. As you read her story, you'll be moved by how she risked it all to follow Christ. Get your free copy of Clay in the Potter's Hand at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.